From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union. An ethics complaint has been filed against freshman U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, alleging he violated House rules concerning the use of congressional funds. R. Bruce McLean of Kingston filed the complaint, accusing the Rhinebeck Democrat of using video footage of town halls paid for by official congressional funds in his campaign ads that were distributed on television and social media. House rules strictly limit the use of congressional funds for official purposes, not for campaign use. The complaint appears to have been drafted by the National Republican Congressional Committee, which has been involved in an aggressive campaign against Delgado since he announced his support for the presidential impeachment inquiry, according to Munson. Delgado said he is proud to have led 27 town halls region-wide since being elected. He said, quote, "Each one has been completely open to the public and the press. I made a promise to listen to my constituents, and that means accessible, transparent, and accountable. Baseless and frivolous attacks from those who want to silence me will not change that," end quote. Thousands of citizen complaints are made to the Office of Congressional Ethics against members of Congress yearly, and most do not result in official findings of wrongdoing. McLean is a registered Republican and a resident of the 19th Congressional District. He filed the complaint October 15th, and you can read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekosebek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Thousands of residents in Green and Columbia counties were without power Friday, November the 1st, as a result of powerful winds and a rainstorm overnight. As of midday, more than 4,500 in Green County were still in the dark. The hardest hit areas were Cairo and Catskill. Coxsackie Village, Durham, New Baltimore, and Hunter were all significantly impacted as well, according to John Masterjane, spokesman for Central Hudson. In the areas of Columbia County served by Central Hudson, there were outages reported in Ancrum and Gallatin. Masterjane said, and I quote, "The estimated restoration times for power outages in Columbia and Greene counties are being reevaluated and have been extended to late afternoon and evening today and possibly overnight for some locations," end quote. He said substantial repairs will be needed to restore service, requiring more time than originally anticipated. With high winds in the forecast, there may be more outages coming. There were a small number of outages scattered around Columbia County in National Grid Service area, including locations in Gallatin, Stuyvesant, Taconic, Chatham, Claremont, and Kinderhook. In most of those cases, power is expected to be restored by Friday afternoon, according to National Grid. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting, the Ulster County District Attorney's Office said October 31st, Northern Ulster County, and in particular Saugerties, is experiencing, and I quote, "an unprecedented number of overdoses," end quote, linked to fentanyl-laced heroin. The DA's office said there were also 12 overdoses last week in Hunter, Greene County. Officials did not say if any of the overdoses were fatal. Law enforcement at the scene of the Ulster County incidents reported that two different packages of heroin bearing distinctive stamps were tainted and contained fentanyl. The first had a red stamp showing a basketball player with the name LeBron underneath. The second had a blue stamp showing two handguns and the words "Young Guns." Anyone with an addiction is urged to contact the Ulster County Mental Health Substance Disorder Line at 800-662-4357. Anyone with information concerning the presence of heroin in their community is asked to call 845-340-3599. All calls will be kept confidential. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the president of the Northern Dutchess NAACP October 31st called on State Attorney General Latia James to investigate, and I quote, "the police practices and the alleged racial bias here in the city of Poughkeepsie," end quote. The request came after attorney William Wagstaff filed a civil rights complaint against the city and its police department, alleging police officers physically and verbally abused and threatened two teenage girls. An investigation by the city cleared the officers involved in any wrongdoing. Northern Dutchess NAACP President Eloise Maxey said this week that following the March 11th incident, she asked the mayor and police chief to implement special training on therapeutic crisis intervention, training in proper ways to interact with and apprehend children, the elderly, and the mentally handicapped. She also requested the city hire a youth officer trained to work with young people and that mandatory diversity and sensitivity training be conducted on an ongoing basis. Maxey said she has yet to receive a response from the city. And you can read that full story in MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.